Clouds, water and land. Perhaps it is only from space that their integration and interdependence can be appreciated. The surface of the Earth is complex and varied, with land and seas, mountains and lowlands. This variety of landscapes creates the different conditions essential for ecological diversity. An understanding of relationships between the processes that take place in the atmosphere, the oceans and the land, and their consequences for life on Earth is the basis of ecological study. The Earth and its atmosphere have a diameter of thousands of miles, but living things occupy only a relatively narrow band of up to about 22.4 kilometers, the zone ecologists call the biosphere. This is where the global processes of movement of the Earth and atmosphere interact with and affect living organisms. There's an interlinked totality in which the forces necessary to sustain life and keep the planet's ecosystem healthy are delicately balanced. Where land projects above the sea, we have the continents. But they've not always looked how they do today. The movement of the continents, continental drift, has been an important influence on the evolution and distribution of life. Like continental drift, evolution takes place over millions of years, and the changing location of the land masses produces changes to ecological conditions to which life forms adapt. Continental drift and changes to sea levels also join together or isolate land masses, again affecting the distribution of different groups of organisms over the planet's surface. While continental drift creates planet-wide changes in the appearance of the continents, other processes alter them in a more piecemeal way. Erosion through the action of water, ice and even wind acts to break up and dissolve rocks and minerals into smaller pieces, some of which will eventually be carried into the sea. At certain times in the Earth's history, erosive events have been particularly dramatic, as with the ice ages, which have shaped the landscape of much of northern Europe. These processes of uplifting and erosion of rock masses are important in moulding the diversity of landscapes, which create a wide variety of ecological niches. Differences in altitude, slope, soils and drainage can dramatically alter local ecological conditions, even where the broad ecological determinants of latitude and climate are the same. This is an essential factor in explaining the diversity of life forms over short distances. Weathering and deposition also make the soils, which are the medium through which the biosphere takes up many of the 30 chemical elements essential to life. The soils themselves are formed from the interaction of elements from rocks, water, organic materials and microorganisms. They are part of the biogeochemical cycles which are vital to the functioning of all ecosystems.